Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. This week in Somerset. Well, I am anyway. The rest of the gang are back in the studio in Marylebone. Hello.
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 Well, that's enthusiastic. Coming up on this week's show, Nokia and Apple settle their differences like gentlemen. Very wealthy gentlemen, with several squillion pounds, that is. Unfortunately, Apple store employees are told they can't use the word unfortunately or correct pronunciation, Duncan. Nearfield Communications, the major phone networks, get their act together. And news on the latest tablets from Samsung and Sony. Plus, an update on our campaign to influence the T3 Award for Gadget Personality of the Year. Oh. All that and whatever else floats into our collective conscious. So, let me introduce my co-host, Adam the Boy Bunker, and a man who needs no introduction. So, on to our top story. And
you're on fire this week, Dan.
Greetings.
Not literally, that would be horrific.
We wouldn't know.
How is it back there in Marylebone?
Lovely. How is it in Somerset?
It's a bit rainy.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get for going to the West Country. Have you seen Straw Dogs?
No.
Oh.
That's should Hoffman I? One.
Yeah, it's like somebody goes to the West Country and all the local bumpkins try and kill them and have them have their way with his wife. But I'm sure won't happen to you, so.
No, I'm sure. I was drinking cider last night, which seemed to have the effect of sending my wife immediately to sleep and leaving me sort of incapacitated on the sofa. So, you know.
Can't be the first time, let's face it.
You do know Glastonbury's not till next week, Dan, don't you?
What's this?
You do know Glastonbury's not till next week. That's probably why you're the only person with a tent in that field.
He's queuing.
I've missed these. You've got to get there early to get the best Glastonbury. Anyway, Duncan, what has been giving you cold sweats at night this week?
I'll tell you what's been giving me cold sweats at night this week. The internet is blatantly making people weirder and more stupid. Because
we've known that for a long time.
Yeah, but even more, it's entering a new dimension of stupidity and weirdness. Because firstly, the fake lesbians. Did you hear about this?
Yes. Yeah.
There was the blogger in Syria who was a gay girl in Damascus, which is in Syria, isn't it? I may have just got it wrong. Gay girl in Syria, let's call it, for the purposes of my lack of geography. And she blogged very movingly and what have you about being a lesbian in Syria, part of the thriving lesbian community in Syria, I'm sure. And it turned out to be a sort of balding, middle-aged Scottish man from American man who lived in Scotland. And but the reason we found out about this was that he was...
Not again.
Yeah, no, he was outed by a famous lesbian blogger in America who ran a website called something like Les Get Serious. Have you heard about this? I'm not making this up, by the way. That is what it was called. But then she sort of said for Times, oh, this person, I think she's fake. I think it's actually a bloke. I think it was the Times, they did a bit of research of their own and asked her a few questions. And she got a bit funny about answering the questions. And it turned out it was because she's a bloke as well. She's like a 50-something retired army colonel who now mends cars. So
people on the internet, not who they claim to be, shocker.
Well, I know. Of course, everybody does that. I mean,
why is what is there nothing better for the Times
not
to be
actually
doing?
Hot or lesbian?
Well, it's quite an interesting story. I mean, why are these middle-aged men pretending to be lesbians? I mean, what a lot of people don't know is that I'm actually a black woman. But that's you know, that's a different. I suppose that is the thing. You can't just be wherever you want to be.
I'm actually
internet.
A dog.
Yeah. No, you've got a dog because you're like a boy detective. The Tintin of tech.
Tintin, the boy detective.
Fighting
maybe we should come clean
crime.
And admit that I am actually all three of us and do different accents for each part.
And then the thing with the juror.
That was amazing.
Like her brain had fallen out of her ear. Oh, talking to somebody on Facebook, that isn't the same as talking. So therefore I can talk to this person whose case I'm trying when I've been specifically told that that's... Now she's gone to prison for being stupid, basically.
Did you read the kind of transcript?
8 months sentence.
Yeah. I love the bit where she said, oh, I'm not as stupid as I look. Which is like, well, wow. to look as stupid as you are, you'd have to literally look like a cabbage.
Well, the test of stupidness there is the fact that she put the word lol or laugh out loud at the end of every sentence that was written.
I must admit, the greater crime...
Well, you say sentence, I'm not sure any of them actually qualified as sentences.
I know, that was... contempt of court is a serious thing, but I think her crimes against spelling, grammar... Common sense.
Well, that's the underlying problem with Facebook, though, isn't it? It lets people who would never normally write anything write stuff.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's a bit like the Gadget Press in that respect.
Zing.
Excellent. Well, on to our top story, and it's that the well, it's that perennial favourite, Apple, because lots of crazy stuff has been going on this week. Let's start with well, with a big serious one at least. Anyway, Apple settling with Nokia.
Yes.
Deutsche Bank analyst Kai Korschelt.
Great name. Impeccable pronunciation.
Reckons they'll have to cop up £371 million plus 84 million a quarter, because that's based on 1% of iPhone revenue. So a lot of money going to be flowing from Apple to Nokia, which is just as well, because Nokia is not actually making any of its own.
Yeah, it's a nice bit of business, isn't it? It was all over quite obscure, well, to most users, sort of quite obscure patents that are just fundamentals, the way that phones work. So aren't Apple countersuing, though? Isn't the usual thing that they say Nokia owe them probably the exact equal amount of money?
I think it's safe to assume that every company is suing each other for something.
Yeah.
It's quite an intricate one, this one, because from what I gather is that these patents, Apple always knew they were going to have to pay Nokia for them. It's just a, you know, a simple licensing sort of thing. But they were quibbling over how much they should pay, and that's when Nokia sued.
I imagine Apple being Apple, they were probably sort of going, if we use our mind lasers in a sort of powerful enough way, we will be able to warp Nokia to our will, and eventually we won't have to pay them any money.
I think for Nokia, it's a nice little bit of extra cash, but it's bit that amount of money is a bit of a drop in the ocean to a company that's, you know, made like 4 billion profit last year or whatever Apple just did.
It's not to be sniffed at.
Yeah, it's a drop in the ocean for Apple, but it's not for Nokia.
Well, I think, Nokia probably do need a bit of cash. But it's not, I don't think they're exactly hunting down the back of the sofa for pennies at this point. It's,
Yeah, they're not Greece.
They're not Greece, it's true. But yeah, no, it'll just be interesting to see what the equal and opposite court case that I assume is going on, where Apple is suing Nokia, whether that'll come out. It'd be funny if it came out as exactly the same amount of money. So they just basically pass each other an envelope of cash each quarter in a corner, kind of
handing
over. And
it's still ongoing with Samsung as well, the latest.
That one's even more ridiculous. Isn't that the one where it's like, oh, you have to show us all your stuff? Because
Samsung want to see the iPad 3.
Yeah, but then that's because Apple have got this thing where that Samsung have to show them their gear, because so Apple can check it's not too much like their stuff.
But they won't reciprocate. Is that the problem?
Well, obviously they don't want to reciprocate. No, that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, Samsung are trying to force them to show them, for Apple to show all them their stuff. But I mean, it's just not going to happen.
It's not a case of you show us yours and we'll show you ours.
Yeah. Apple are basically saying to Samsung, you copied all our stuff. Samsung aren't saying to Apple, well, you copied all our stuff. They're just
saying it seems fair.
Just show us your stuff. We need to steal some ideas.
We've had to show you our tech cock. Now you have to wave yours and our
direction. Yeah, come on. Fair's fair.
But that's, I mean, the thing is, because Apple obviously have got a court order saying, or some sort of obscure sort of American legal document which says that Samsung have to show them this stuff. What Samsung's doing is they're filing a suit.
They've done exactly the same thing in reverse.
But then Apple is saying, well, there is no basis for this suit. But then I suppose exactly. The problem with the legal system is that Apple doesn't get to be the judge. So
from their just, point of view. Just still keeps the company's legal departments busy, doesn't it? Gives their legal department something to do.
When Apple runs the entire world like some kind of hideous blend of like Scientology, the Nazis, and Maplin, then they'll be able to decide what the way that things go. But for now,
can't wait.
They can't have everything their own way, although they can walk the English language to their will.
You say this, Duncan, but messing with Apple in China.
Well,
we'll see you do jail time.
Oh yeah, what's that one then? Oh yeah, God, somebody leaked some factoids about the iPad 2, wasn't it? And now they've been banged
this
up
is basically
for quite some
what,
time.
You know, this is essentially our bread and butter. But three people in China have got jailed for it. So this is. Look, I'm going to have a crack at these names, but I'm not guaranteeing I'm anywhere close to how you pronounce them. So we've got Zhao Cheng Song.
Yeah,
he's the owner of MacTop, right, who make accessories. He paid Hu Pengna to get details of the iPad 2. Now, she paid Lin... His surname... Well, his first name, in fact, because their surnaames are the... Anyway.
Lin
Kecheng.
Ka-ching.
Good name.
That's presumably like what he thought when this offer
Lin,
was made to him.
Mr. Lin is paid to take photos of the back of the tablet. For some reason, he had access to it.
Yeah.
So then Mr. Zhao gets his photos. He makes his accessories ahead of everyone else.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they've all been caught.
Yeah. Well, speaking as an elderly Chinese man, which is what I am, I can say that you got those pronunciations absolutely spot on there. So good work.
Thanks.
They did all this. They're all in jail. And we presumably at some point would have written up these rumours that came out and stuff. And now they're in prison because of us. So, you know.
Basically.
How do we sleep at
night? Yeah, the longest sentence, 18 months. I mean, these are trifling little sentences.
Would it not be the case that perhaps I should have read up about this, but Mr. Zhao, presumably he wanted details of the iPad 2 so that he can make accessories for it in advance,
exactly
without
it,
having to wait for the release to know, you know, where do I cut the little hole to put the camera and what have you.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Precisely.
So
it's not our fault, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's not our fault.
I'm absolved.
It seems like very, very low-level corporate espionage that's only happened because Apple basically treat their sort of partners, as they laughingly call them, I think this is partner in the sense of like a cellmate in a particularly violent American prison, as with complete contempt and refuse to tell them anything about anything they're releasing until the same time as they tell the rest of the world.
Yeah, it is a very one-sided relationship.
Or it could just be that Mactop, it wasn't quite your sort of authorised seller, if that makes sense.
He wasn't?
Well, we don't know. I mean, maybe he was just trying to, you know, send off knockoffs.
Maybe. Are you saying we're a bit underinformed on this particular issue?
I would never suggest that. I would never suggest that.
We're not only underinformed, but you're in Somerset. And so we're basically what you're listening to here is us having a phone conversation.
Dan's as far from China as you can get.
This podcast is going to end up with us going, no, you hang up first. No, you hang up first. Okay, bye. Bye. Bye.
No, you hang up.
Speak to you soon. Yeah,
maybe we'll keep that on the end this time. So, moving on in our Apple smorgasbord of news.
Let's draw a line under that.
The Wall Street Journal has obtained a 2007 manual for Genius Bar employees.
Yeah, this is great. So, what words are they not allowed to
say? Do you know
the
word they can't say? Oh, I've already said the word they can't say.
Twat?
Dumbstruck.
Okay. Unfortunately. Can't say unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because of the massively negative connotations.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you have to pay us a load of money.
Unfortunately, we're going to ignore the warranty and not repair your iPhone. How do you like that?
Yeah. So what do they say instead? It's as it turns out.
They say, as it turns out.
As it turns
Which
out,
I quite like.
You have to pay us a load of money.
As it turns out, we've just released a new one of these after selling you the old one last week.
Think of any instance where you would have to say unfortunately and you can replace it with as it turns out.
As it turns out, your iPhone isn't compatible with iOS.
Unfortunately, your mother has died. As it turns
say,
out,
not,
your mother's
use that
died.
For everything. As it
everything.
Turns out, all your money's gone.
As it turns out,
exactly.
Your parents have died.
See? It works. As Apple say, it just works.
As it turns out, I'm not a lesbian, so we've been living a lie for the last 20 years, Mary.
It's brilliant.
That kind of sentence.
As it turns out, this podcast is happening.
Yeah, more importantly, Duncan, they're not allowed to correct customers who mispronounce products.
Oh, okay. So if somebody says iPhone,
it's forbidden in case they feel like they're being patronised.
iMac. You got one of them iMacs? That used to be what Veet was called. Do you think that was why they changed the name of iMac to Veet? Because people were getting it mixed up with iMacs.
Quite possibly. But
almost definitely, yeah.
Surely there are grounds
people trying
for
to remove hair from their legs
with a MacBook computer.
Hey, you could remove hair from your legs with my MacBook Air.
Getting caught in
but
the
surely there are grounds now for going into an Apple store and testing this out, you know. Have you got my new iPad 2?
We should go down there and try and get them to say unfortunately. I don't know how we'd do that. And then when they do, we report them to Apple and then they have to go to prison for 18 months.
I imagine so, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
It's the only language that people understand. It's the only way they learn.
Unfortunately, it's pronounced iMac.
Yeah.
I can't say that anymore.
Sirens wailing.
They're maybe falling into a shark tank.
Ceiling. okay, very last Apple crazy daft story of the week. A 2009 patent, which outlines how iPhone handsets will basically be, their video recording capabilities will be turned off.
Yes.
During gigs.
Well, that was one. I mean, the thing is, because that was the thing that was on the patent, wasn't it? But I do think that, at least in part, that was because that was a very easy to draw thing. and a thing that's very easy to explain to people as to why you might want to put an IR receiver in a phone.
Mm.
So it seems like a bit of a non-story. It was a patent filed 2 years ago, and then all the headlines were like, Apple bans fun.
But a
more
accurate
headline would be, Apple came up with a patent 2 years ago that they haven't acted on subsequently. But.
Yeah, file it under all the others that they haven't, like the iBike and stuff they wouldn't do.
Also, I thought, oh yeah, that's a clever idea, because it would be impossible to prevent that by, say, putting a bit of tape over the IR receiver, thereby rendering that idea worthless. I don't think anybody else has said that or pointed that out. So that's another podcast
exclusive.
No, just
you.
Just me.
Brilliant.
Always with the Duch tape.
Foils,
unlike the MacGyver
Apple
of
megalomaniac plan.
Yeah, well, they are. I mean, it is a funny week for Apple stories in that they all seem to basically suggest that everybody at Apple is demented. But or you could draw that conclusion. I don't draw that conclusion, but some people might.
Your rant was about some. How the internet is demented.
Yeah.
Everyone is doomed.
Well, not doomed, just mad. Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay. It's a crazy and zany time we live in.
There is plenty more non-Apple news where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Yes, Samsung's expected to debut its second generation 7-inch Galaxy Tab at this year's IFA in September. Set to launch 1 year after its predecessor. Apparently it will land sporting a 1.2 gigahertz processor, but no honeycomb, instead opting for Android Gingerbread.
Hitting the shelves at that time will be the delectable Sony S1 and S2 tablets. Leaked marketing seen by Engadget suggests an August pre-order date before going on sale a month later. John Lewis is apparently on board, as well as another, as yet, unconfirmed major retailer.
Maplin's.
The States may be getting Google Wallet, but the major networks here aren't leaving us out of the picture. Vodafone, O2, Orange and T-Mobile are joining forces to create a central M-commerce system.
They're set to work together to launch a near-field communications payment system that other businesses will be able to take an advantage of. It should be ready to roll out late this year.
Big whoops of the week goes to 2K Games Now. Former PR company, the Redner Group, which threatened Duke Nukem Forever reviewers via Twitter with, "We are reviewing who gets games next time and who doesn't, based on today's Venom."
2K Games responded by promptly sacking Redner, who apologised for acting out of pure emotion. The bad reviews haven't hurt the heavily delayed game, though. After nearly 15 years of waiting, it shot straight to the number one spot.
See?
Oh, that's nice.
Shows.
They're acting out of pure emotion. Like, do they have a fist of pure emotion? Like, take that.
It's not like tweeting is a kind of violent act, is it? You have to sit down and actually type. That's not like I'm typing out of pure emotion.
I know. When I read that story, I thought it was like going to be a tirade of four-letter words and just full-on abuse. And it was just basically a sort of slightly creepy threat, which seemed like an empty threat, because basically they were saying, if you don't say nice things about our shitty games, we won't send you any more of our shitty games.
Yeah.
That's, as threats go.
When you get when the next one comes out in another 15 years, you won't get it.
Yeah, even assuming you haven't died of old age, you still won't get it.
Well, time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Duncan.
Yes, on news that, what we were just talking about there, the blocking the iPhone's video function for evil purposes. Mike Collins 007, he's got a license to kill, tweets, LMAO, that's all. Thanks for that insight, Mike.
This could stand for anything.
That means laugh my ass off, doesn't it? Good.
Or it could be look.
Look, Mum, all orifices.
There we go.
Maybe that's what he meant. While Jenny L. Williams simply says, shocking.
Yeah. To the point.
Yeah, nobody's got.
Well, you've only got 140 characters.
I suppose so. I mean, brevity, there's a lot to be said for brevity, as this podcast proves every week.
Adam.
I've got a tweet from David McClelland. He says, nominate a product we might have missed. Duncan Bell. And what is Duncan Bell a product of exactly? No, don't answer that.
No, don't. This is our, what? We'll come to this, our campaign.
Yeah, it's in reference to our campaign.
I like them up as a product. Yeah,
because all the other categories are products, when you have to put in a wildcard at the bottom of Gadget Personality of the Year, it says nominate a product we might have missed. It's slightly confusing.
Yes, that's true. Well, I suppose I'm a product of sorts. I'm a product of Thatcher.
Perhaps the system didn't anticipate this phenomenally successful campaign coming on.
This viral campaign, which has seized the attention of the world.
I imagine. Anyway, we will come to that. But on the new MacBook Air, which apparently is due later this month, Dragonhackers? Or Sash.
Sash.
If it's cheaper than the Samsung 900 X3A, catchy, I'll get one and put Linux on it.
Interesting.
Congratulations, Sash. You win Geek of the Week for that one.
Yeah.
Why
so
would you
drop,
do that?
So you drop, probably more than a grand and then stick Linux on it.
Yeah. And that's because Apple
Linux,
is...
it'll run on a calculator.
Yeah, but Apple is intrinsically evil and they make OS X, so you don't want to be using that. So you want to put Linux on it. Makes sense to me. Is this the Sash you did on Core in Foie? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Thanks as well to Adam Parton, Tim Cooper, Glove Pup Paul, Adam Gibson, Dave Hay, and everyone else who tweeted in to say the podcast wasn't available this weekend, including Robbie Ferros, who tweeted, just as an aside to the superb BBC One Canadian GP coverage. This is quite an aside, Robbie. It says, what's going on with podcast 186? Sunday, I'm still not available. And it's got a little crying face.
That's good.
And Deleuze, Houston, we've got a problem here. And Deleuze has tweeted a picture of the problem, which was that the podcast, it was there, wasn't it? It just wasn't, the RSS was a bit buggered. What was the problem?
Something like that. But nobody could have it.
That one by Robbie Ferros, that's quite a tenuous way to just put the BBC F1 hashtag into that tweet.
Yeah. Do you think he works for the BBC or something?
Just as an aside from the something, here's something completely different.
Completely different.
I think we are synonymous in a lot of people's minds with Formula One.
I don't know,
because we go round and round in circles very fast.
Because the podcast crashes. Yeah.
Ah, yes, very good. And we're massively wealthy. We're massively wealthy, massively wealthy little tiny dwarves married to massive, strapping Amazonian Eastern European women.
And we all lose a stone in weight every time we do a podcast, just like the
F1 drivers.
That's
true, I do, actually. You have to have a special chair.
There may be nothing left of Duncan in a few podcast time.
It's very gratifying that people notice the podcast isn't there and text in.
Yeah, it makes us feel that, you know, we're needed.
And then even better, a couple of people were saying, I finally got it, and Duncan wasn't on it last week.
So they stopped listening.
Wasn't even worth
Fail.
It.
Well, one bloke said, it's not worth listening to this anymore, because I wasn't on it for 1 week.
Aww.
I tweeted back saying, don't worry, I'll be back next week.
Well, no one cares about if I'm here or not. I'm here every once in every eight.
Yeah, that's true.
But where are my fans?
Everybody start tweeting in about Adam. It's not fair that he stands in on a very regular basis and doesn't get tweets.
Some boy bunker fans.
And gets no love.
Matt Hussey did it once, and somebody tweeted about how good he was. I mean...
Anyway, what have we got for our gadget of the week? Anyone brought anything?
I thought we'd do the BlackBerry Playbook, just because...
Ah! Well, this is being advertised. My wife has seen it on the telly, and she's like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah,
You know, I have been mentioning it. We have been talking about it. But no, it's advertised once on television. Now she notices it.
But that's the thing. I was saying that to the guys early this morning. That, you know, it's actually got TV adverts, which to Joe Public means a lot. In terms of, there are very few Android ones on the telly, so people don't really know what it is. Whereas that, I mean, it's quite a slickly done advert.
Have you seen any adverts for any of the Android ones?
I saw a real short one for the Zoom once.
Acer is doing a lot of
billboard advertising. But
yeah, Acer did
some
adverts for their Iconia. Is that the name of their tablet?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
quite wide one.
But this Playbook one's quite slick. It's a guy on a train and he's like flicking, you know, showing that you can have everything running at once. Not that you'd really need to, but it's...
Yeah, I know, yeah. I mean, I can see, you know, that's their USP.
He's got about four videos running at the same time and he's just flicking between them like some kid with ADHD.
great. So like multiple levels of consciousness. You can see them all at
and
once.
And a game as well. It's like four videos and a game.
He's like David Bowie in The Man Who Fell to Earth. He can just sit there and absorb information from 15 different sources at once. But I thought it was funny because it shows
Rhee
difference.
Rhee really likes the playbook, but now that she's not here, what do we all think of it?
Well, I think is it shows the difference between the real world and the world that we live in, which is that I thought the playbook had been out for something in the region of 6 months, because that's when we covered it. And I was flabbergasted to discover it was only coming out this Wednesday.
My
enthusiasm for it wasn't great in the first place and has waned to the point of non-existence by now.
You wouldn't believe how indifferent I am about the Blackbird playbook.
Okay.
That's why we chose it as Gadget of the Week.
Gadget of the...
Is it going to be left to me to stick up for it now?
Sorry?
It's going to be left to me to stick up for it now, is it?
Go on then. What do you think?
Somerset boy.
Well, I do like it. It's slick. I mean, it's, you know, they don't lie when they say it's powerful and everything.
True.
And if you're into your BlackBerry, then maybe it's the way to go. It's going to be good for corporate.
But you know what, Dan? You could say that about Hitler.
They're desperately trying to say it's not just for corporate.
I still think 7 inches isn't the right size for a tablet because you might as well just use a phone.
Yeah, 7 inches
as well,
inches,
and they've stuck that great big border around the outside, which you can use, but it makes it, you know, it feels like a 9-inch tablet with a 7-inch screen, which is a bit daft.
You do want things to feel like 9 inches. But I don't really understand the thing of, like, isn't it got, like, a touch-sensitive bezel? That's the most boring sentence I've ever said in my life, I think.
Bezel,
what's the use of that?
I'd say bezel.
Yeah,
bezel. Is it bezel?
Yeah.
Is that they steal the cache, Dan? We're talking about. Anyways, you're not supposed to correct people's pronunciations. It's patronising.
Sorry.
As it turns out.
That was very unfortunate of me.
That was very as it turns out of me. That's enough of that.
Done. Next.
Have we got a review? Is it online now?
Probably.
We've had a review ages ago.
That's what I mean. We've had a review online since about 1066.
We've got a review and a hands-on video.
It's woven into the Bayer bloody tapestry. We did it so long
ago. Now
you
can actually buy it. Good. It's a good price, actually. It's like, isn't it about $350, something like that?
Absolutely no idea.
Cheaper than the rest.
Yes. Yes, it is what you said.
Good. Thank you very much, guys. Honestly. Now then, let's catch up with our snowballing campaign to see Duncan Bell shortlisted for T3's Gadget Personality of the Year Award. We are now approaching 50 members on the Facebook group.
Blimey.
So thank you this week to Brad Hames, Matthew Elf,
so
Nicholas Jones, John Roach, Ian Alistair, Casanova Augustus, Daniel Beckett, Kasra Yazdani, Harry Kaywood, Lee Emerson, David Parrington, Ross Irvine, Samir Sam Chan, Dan Green, Nathan Dunn, Harry Winter, Sasha, this is an incredible surname, Super Lopu Lopu Kine, David Bowman, Darry Murphy, Dale Nurse, Richard Davies, Matt Naylor, and Justin Eyre. You are all in the group.
You're quite the national treasure, aren't you, Dunk?
That's just the ones that signed up this week, Duncan.
Yes, that was quite a roll of honour. That was like, I got sort of feeling a bit like, oh, I suppose on Remembrance Sunday or something, you know, it's like that kind of level of emotion that I've so bravely given.
You're visibly so moved. There's a solitary tear rolling down his cheek.
That's very nice. So how's it going, campaign manager? Anyway, how many votes have I got? Yeah.
We don't know. We've no idea.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, it's all...
But I do have to mention, give special mention to my wife, Lucy Maudsley, who was the first person to sign up to the group, and I didn't mention her last week. I left her off.
Thanks, Lucy. Thanks.
So, did you do that at gunpoint? Did you make her do it?
Yeah. Come on, you've met him in the pub a couple of times. He wasn't that rude to you. Just pretend you like him.
Please. I need someone to do it.
I mean, I don't think my boyfriend's on there. He's letting the side down. Oh, well.
I'll tell you now, I'm not on there.
But you're not even on Facebook, are you?
Well, that would seem a bit like it needs to be the public at large, because colleagues.
It's otherwise it's internal.
It might seem a bit weird or a bit fixed or a bit.
It's a matter for internal affairs.
A bit of chatter from the group this week. We've got Harry Kaywood listening to the podcast while I travel around Australia. Just filling my awards form out now. Tough one between Dr. Dre and Duncan. Especially after that long interview Dr. Dre gave on the podcast. I think he's being a bit tongue-in-cheek here.
Blimey, that's
but I feel
reference.
Duncan will pip him in my choice. Vote Duncan. Yep. See, even as he's writing, he's coming round to the idea.
Yeah, well, I met Dr. Dre and he's a big idiot, so I wouldn't vote for him.
He's too busy anyway. Okay. He won't be at the awards because he's too busy intensely making HP laptops one at a time with that silly mask on his face.
Yeah, and also presumably macking crazy hoes. And
Ian Alistair Casanova Augustus agrees.
Kind of riding in his whip, I imagine.
He says, ooh, yes. Dunk should just about pip Dre to the title, methinks. Isn't it exciting? Nice picky of Dunk, too.
Good, thank you. Thanks, Ian.
We've got that picture, the only picture of you in existence, of you looking normal. There's that one on the T3 podcast page where you look slightly deranged and one of you looking normal. So we want the normal one.
Yeah, good choice. I think that's always the one to go for. Yeah. I'm like Carlos the Jackal. There is only one photo of me in existence.
Well, because normally when you take a picture, Duncan doesn't actually show up like a vampire.
Yeah. And then whoever took the picture dies in a horrific accident.
Yeah, there's a curse.
Several weeks later.
And Leon Fenner, much love for the mention. I think we mentioned Leon last week. But we need Mr. T3 and his speech.
Mm. Is that like the
King's
speech?
Yeah, a lot of people asking for some sort of speech.
Okay. What, now? No, I'll
maybe you could prepare something.
Yes, I'll come up with something. I thought I was going to have a live debate.
Or we could post a video on the group.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
Okay.
I thought I was going to have a live debate with Gadget Polly.
Well, each week we are asking another one of the contenders onto the podcast. We did ask Gadget Polly last week.
And each week they turned it down.
Lady Gaga, again, no answer this week. But we'll keep trying.
Lazy
Maybe
cow.
Dr. Dre next week.
After all I've done for her.
I really thought she'd turn up as well.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I'm wearing my best bacon shoes today because I thought she was coming in. Can't even be bothered to turn up.
What can I do? What can I do? Anyway, that is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelf and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday. You can find the Facebook group, by the way, just by typing Duncan Bell into Facebook and clicking on groups. It's there. And awards.t3.com for your award nominations. Duncan Bell. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.